Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
This reminds me, and this statement reminds me of the 50s and 60s.
We believe that being gay is something that is perfectly fine.
Now, Defense Minister McCain, McLeod, did...
I'm so heartbroken now.
It's just a real tragedy.
I may be dumb.
This will leave a foul taste in your mouth.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. It's 877-876-PHIL. And our web address is philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com, where right now we have live streaming video of the show. And you can also watch live streaming audio of the show. How do you watch live streaming audio of the show? Well, you can watch live streaming video of the show. And if you'd like, you can listen to live streaming audio of the show at philhendryshow.com. Coming up later on in the program, we have Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. And the ongoing consumer protection argument, the ongoing argument, what is, what do you weigh more heavily? The protection of the consumer, the protection of the business serving the consumer, and we're going to talk about that with you. This hour we have Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and the topic tonight will be gold. Do you buy gold? One of our sponsors is a business that trades in precious metals. We very much believe in it here on this program. On Radio 4 Patriots by Patriots, we'll be talking, though, with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police on gold. Our affiliate spotlight tonight, very happy to put the limelight on WDTW Detroit, 1310 AM, and also Greenville, North Carolina, WNBU 94.1 FM, two great stations along the Phil Hendry Radio Network. Again, our web address, philhendryshow.com, and we have been... featuring our afternoon program, which is our after-school special, if you will. We call it Hendry Emotionally Fragile. We've had two episodes of it, and people are enjoying it. Jay Santos with us from the South Bay, the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Jay, how are you doing?
Phil, I'm doing really good. Great to be on your program.
Gold and the purchase of gold is what we want to talk about tonight, because you have a program. It's not a program, it's an operation or some sort of a, some sort of I guess it's an operation, right?
All right. Anything that we do pertains to, the business of being Citizens Auxiliary Police is definitely an operation, is the term for it.
Okay, so you call this Goldfinger?
That's correct. It's a little bit of a kind of a fun play with the movie of the same name. And simply what it is, Phil, is taking a look at the purchases that are made in precious metals by individuals, whether they be individual or whether they be family, whether they be young people or old people, tracking them are people that are purchasing gold, and find out how come. Gold is a precious metal, and it's very, very valuable. There's no question about that. But I'm also particularly interested in... I'm sorry, Phil, I had to answer a telephone there. I'm also particularly interested in...
Oh, I see what the problem is. Okay, well, we'll get to that in a moment. Go ahead.
Yeah, I had a...
Because I know that one of our producers, is it Bud?
That's correct.
He's trying to... Don't call him now, Bud. Let's call him during the break.
Thank you very much. Gold is a precious metal, and gold is something that's extremely important, obviously, to people who collect it and to people who would use it as currency, but I would remind you, Phil, and I would remind your listeners, we already have currency in this country. It's called a dollar. It's called American currency. And right now we have people purchasing gold at near panic prices. So Operation Goldfinger is simply the members of Citizens Auxiliary Police. We're going to be paying a visit to individuals who are purchasing gold. We'll be paying a visit to some of these gold training places and asking people questions as they come out.
All right. Now, as I said, Jay, we have a sponsor on our show that is a precious metal dealer. We believe in the purchasing of precious metals, expanding one's portfolio when it comes to protecting oneself with the purchase of gold or anything for that matter. We don't think is a bad thing. As a matter of fact, our sponsor is Goldline. Now, why do you think it is?
Well, when you take a look at the purchase of gold, and I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing, Phil. I don't think that it's bad, but I do think that the purchase of gold at a price of $1,438, that's an ounce of gold. Again, that is a lot of money. 1 ounce of gold in American Eagle coin is $1,511. A quarter ounce of American Eagle gold coin, $403. It used to be a full ounce was $403. That's what it used to be. Now it's only a quarter of an ounce is $403. And if you want to use a comparison to drugs, which I do not endorse, and I would not endorse the purchase of drugs, but there was many years ago a time when, you know, I was a different person, and we all were different people in those days, and it was, unfortunately, I bought marijuana, and I would buy an ounce of marijuana, and again, I don't want my son or anyone listening to this to think that I'm endorsing it, but I would buy an ounce of marijuana for $10, let's say. And now an ounce of marijuana is over, so $160, $200.
And all right, well, that's a very strange comparison. I'm not interested in how much marijuana costs on the black market, on the illegal market. Gold is a legal, it is legal tender. It is a legal element or item or whatever of a transaction. So why, again, are you guys against people purchasing gold?
Well, I think we've said we don't believe in the panic purchase of gold, which is what's going on right now. We don't believe in a purchase of gold so that the government does not know. Hold on for a minute. 15-5. We don't believe in a purchase of gold so that... Right, I'll get that. We don't believe in a purchase of gold so that the government doesn't know, so that it's hoarded, so that it's hidden, or is otherwise we don't know where gold is. We do not believe in the purchase of gold to the point where a few people have all the gold, and guess what? You and I, we don't get none. And to me, that's a clear statement of non-belief in the United States of America.
All right, now that I take great exception to that comment as well, a statement of non-belief in the United States of America. When has, for instance... When has putting together an earthquake kit been a non-belief?
Mr. Henry.
No, hold on. When has putting together an earthquake kit been a non-belief in the United States of America? When has wearing seatbelts been a non-belief in America? In other words, we hedge our bets in many, many different ways in this country.
But the purchase of gold, in my opinion, Mr. Henry, is a statement that people are trying to hoard it and trying to... It's very valuable, okay? And it isn't like if you say you wanted to have a earthquake kit, okay, that's fine. There's no shortage of water, for last time I checked. There's no shortage of whatever you would have in an earthquake kit. You probably have a helmet to put on your head in case a beam or some ceiling was going to go crash down on your head or something. So if you got a helmet, you got water. And
I don't ever recall putting a helmet in an earthquake. I'm sorry, I have to laugh at that.
Well, Mr. Henry, I grew up in California, too, so I know exactly what earthquakes can do, okay?
All right, sir, but I have to laugh at that. Forgive me, but I have to laugh at a helmet in an earthquake kit. Understanding your analogy...
All right, so you have these things, but you don't go hoarding things that we do not have. And
who is hoarding gold? If you're buying gold at $1,400 an ounce, and you have the money to buy the gold at $1,400 an ounce... Then I guess that's what you get to do.
Yes, and if we, and I hope that it never happens, and Mr. Henry, if it does happen, I may come talk to you about it because, what's that about? But I hope it never happens.
What is wrong, sir?
I'm trying to get through to you and to your listeners that for people to go out and buy gold and have all this stuff about how, yeah, buy gold, because look at the U.S. economy. I mean, all you're doing is you're just making a very tough job, even more tougher, for the American economy. And I don't think it's right. We just found out here that...
We have the freedom in this country, Jay, and let me interrupt for a moment.
I just found out now that the ounce of gold at $1,438, that's an all-time high. Oh, my God. We really have...
All right, hold on for a minute. We have the freedom in this country, okay, to purchase gold because that is our personal choice. you questioning gold buyers, you're going to be standing outside these stores, outside of these precious metal merchants, and you're going to be doing what? You're going to be asking people how much they bought?
Yes, sir. What we're trying to do is we're trying to get an idea as to how much gold these people are buying so that we can get an accurate reporting to the government in terms of the...
So in other words, what you're doing is you're acting like a mini IRS for gold. Why don't you let the government do that?
Because, Mr. Henry, I think in a situation like this, people would tend to not be as honest, even more or less honest or less honest than they would doing their taxes. This is important to keep track on gold. And so that's what we would do. And all we're asking you to do is take a peek inside the bag or however you carry gold.
And if people refuse?
Mr. Henry, I've been down this road with you before.
No, you've been down the road with me before. You have no right to ask me or anybody else, any of my listeners, to go into their bag and to look for their gold. Okay? You don't have...
Mr. Henry, I have every right as a citizen to ask them, how much did you buy gold? And if they say yes... Then all bets are off.
No, what do you mean all bets are off? If you ask me, did I buy gold, and I say yes, I can keep right on walking.
No, because you've given me permission to ask you another question about it. If I ask you, you know, I don't want to have to interrupt your day or anything. I would now at this time, you know, I want to now at this time make a request to see at this time to see the gold that you got.
And I say no, you're not going to see the gold that I bought.
And at that time, then I would have to then use my... constitutional citizen arrest power to at least detain you. And
how are you going to detain me?
Mr. Henry, I'm not going to go into police procedure.
Jay, you know, Citizens Auxiliary Police is not a, as far as I know, you're not a fully licensed police agency by the state of California.
We are a Citizens Auxiliary Police, and we are backing up the police in the efforts that they make. And
how are you going to get me, man, after I go in and buy gold, how are you going to get me to show you that gold?
I'm a professional, and we do have methods that we use. They're not going to hurt you.
That are not going to hurt me. And how do you keep yourself from being hurt?
You know, we've been down this road before, Miss Henry.
Jay, it's always a very interesting conversation. If I'm walking out of there with gold, and you say that I'm buying gold, and you don't think I have the right to buy gold, and...
I didn't say you don't have the right to buy gold, but I do think... This panic buying of gold needs to be monitored a lot more closely. That's all I'm saying.
Well, all right, you're calling it a panic, and you say that if people are buying up all this gold, then comes the crash of the American economy. This is the freedom that we have as Americans to choose and to augment our portfolio, if you will, our investments, if you will. It is our right to do what we wish. And if you call it some kind of a hedge against the collapse of the American economy, we do all kinds of things in this country to protect ourselves against whatever may come. And most of the time it doesn't happen. So guess what? We take a big loss on it. Jay Santos with us from the Citizens Auxiliary Police, who believes there's a lot of, quote, panic buying of gold. And they're positioning their subcommanders and their officers outside of gold stores to ask people how much gold they're buying and what are they planning on doing with it and are they reporting the purchase to the government and so on and so forth, and are you undermining the U.S. economy? Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We believe very strongly in the purchase of gold on this show, and we will continue to push that with Mr. Santos. We'll be back with some of your calls and more of Jay Santos and the Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Henry Show Radio for Patriots, by Patriots, and on the line with me, Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. If you're a person that purchases gold, you believe gold is a good hedge against whatever calamity may visit our economy. Mr. Santos with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and we've had him on the program before, a volunteer police agency that is patterned, even though you predate President Obama's citizens' defense concept, you pretty much adhere to that notion, don't you?
Well, we do, and we feel that President Obama had he had a solid gold idea there with a citizens' defense force. We are not the police. We don't pretend to be police, but we do certainly consider ourselves on the front lines of law enforcement. And when we see people coming out of a precious metal store and they are hurling a bag of gold that could be worth gosh knows how much money, well, they're entitled to that, but what's that about? You know, are they banking on the collapse of the American economy? Or are they?
See, that when you get into questions like that, are they banking on the collapse of the American economy? Are they, you know, what's that about? What is that about? What is that about with you? Why are you asking those questions?
I think we need to know, Mr. Henry, because this is a limited resource. It's not as if we're buying water or plywood or whatever, what have you, baked beans or canned good or baked, the canned, fruit cocktail or everything you buy. If you have a collapse, or, like an earthquake collapse or a collapse of the economy where you got to have food, we're talking about gold. And
so there's a limited supply of gold. We don't really know how limited that supply is. It really just depends on how quickly or at what price it trades. Gold is $1,511 right now. It's $1,438 right now. If people can afford it, people can afford it. What is it with you, Jay, stopping at outside of these precious metal businesses and asking people how much gold did they buy?
Well, you want to get into a shouting match about this, Phil.
No, I'm not getting into a shouting match. You're not telling me how it is when I walk out of a gold store and I got a bag of gold, and you're standing there disapprovingly looking at me with your Citizens Auxiliary Police saying, well, here's a guy that bought gold. He must be really down on the American economy.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
All right, fine. You're entitled to your thoughts. You're not entitled to do something about me because it's bugging you.
It is not bugging me per se. It is a statement by you that you think let me give you an example if I could, Phil.
But I think what?
That you think the economy under President Obama is just dog, is dog do on is dog. Dog do, I'll give you an example, okay?
Is dog do. That's great.
Well, you want to bring it to that level, Mr. Henry.
No, I'm not bringing it to any level. I'm just asking for truth here. What is your example?
My example is this. We were talking to a gentleman here last month, and it made it into one of the local papers, the Torrance Daybreak. This gentleman, Rich Anderson, who was coming out of, it was a small precious metal place here in the South Bay, Goodson, and he came out. He had, I believe he had three American Gold Eagle coins that he bought. Well, I said, so what did you buy? And he asked me who I was, and I pointed to my blue armband. I said, we're Citizens Auxiliary Police. And he said,
you pointed to your blue armband, and that's supposed to be ID?
Mr. Henry, you're asking me a question. I'm trying to give you an answer. I pointed to the blue armband. I said, we're the Citizens Auxiliary Police. What did you buy? And he said something, in my opinion, which I was very smart ass. He said, who's asking? I said, well, okay, let's, start all over again. My name's Jay Santos with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And he said, I understood you the first time. He kept on walking. I said, now we got a problem. And I don't know if you ever heard the line from the movie Chinatown when Roman Polanski says, whoa there, kitty cat. I said something like that. Whoa there, kitty cat. And he got up.
You said, whoa there, kitty cat, to who? To this gentleman?
That's correct. That stopped him. At that time, as I was talking to him, Sub-Commander Gleason was able to get the bag, take a look inside. We saw that he was not lying. He had one extra, is that correct? Yeah, he was lying. He had one extra American Eagle gold coin, so it was confiscated.
So you stole a man's gold?
No, sir, we did not steal his gold.
Yes, you did. You took that bag of gold coins from this man. He said he had four and he had five?
He said to us he had four. He lied. He had five. So we have taken that. And
where is that?
Where is what, sir?
Where is the gold that you took from that man?
It has been sequestered. And
it's been sequestered. Where is the gold that you took from that man?
Mr. Henry, I'm going to say it again. It's been sequestered.
It's sequestered up to what point? Until when?
Until such time as we can work out with the courts what exactly happened.
I can't believe a cop didn't come to your house and arrest you for mugging this guy.
Police officers did arrive. And
they did. Did they arrest you?
I'm not going to comment on that, Mr. Henry. That's an ongoing investigation.
Did you give the gold back?
I'm not going to comment on that. It has been sequestered.
Well, I think I know what happened. You didn't tell the cops where the gold is, did you?
Which cops are you talking about? Are you talking about me?
No, I'm talking about real cops. The real cops that came to your house.
I'm not going to continue this conversation, Mr. Henry. If you're going to blather on me...
A moment ago, you were getting so emotional, it sounded to me like you were going to start bawling. Now, what, are you getting pissed off?
Now, you're the guy that's going to be bawling, Mr. Henry, when, you know, when you're forced to face a fact.
And really, what's that fact?
The fact is this, that the American economy is close to a era class, and the man said he had 4 American Eagle gold coins. Well, guess what? Bingo, got a little newsflash for you, he had 5. So he lied, and, boy, trying to get people like you to understand something.
Oh, I'm sure it's really tough. I'm sure it's very difficult, Mr. Santos, trying to get me to understand Martian when I don't speak it. 877-876-7445. Back with your phone calls for Jay Santos, who now I find out stole that man's gold. The Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
I'm what?
I think you're getting very close to a some kind, I think, a very actionable line, Mr. Henry. You are accusing me of committing a crime. And
if you grabbed that guy's bag of gold and took it from him, then that's theft. Okay?
The man refused to tell us how much gold he had.
And there's no need for the guy to tell you how much gold he had. There's no law. 877-876-PHIL. Gold. Who's buying it? Who isn't buying it? And Jay Santos and the Citizens Auxiliary Police trying to find out who you are, how much you're buying, and why. Here's Mike in Mobile, Alabama. Mike, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Jay Santos. Go ahead, sir.
How you doing tonight, sir?
I'm fine, thank you.
I would like to comment on the gentleman who is from California talking about search and seizure. I'm a retired policeman from 2 jurisdictions, and I'm also a retired special forces officer. And I would still try to figure out what probable cause he would have to search that man's bag and what authority you'd have under law. And mind you, I was a policeman in Texas and in Alabama, and I've never heard anything like this. And the most important thing was, is once he asked me to open it up and try to take my stuff in the state of Alabama, that'd be robbery. So,
well,
you know.
Here's the problem that we're having. Here's the problem we're having right now, and it has to do with this. First of all, what I would say, given the fact that, and I don't know if the gentleman's still there or not, or I don't know where he is, but I'll go on. Given the fact that what we have been talking about, is the gentleman there?
Yes, he is. I'll take care of this, okay? Are you there, Mike?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay. Go ahead, Jay.
All right, good. I just want to, because Mr. Henry sometimes disconnects phone calls, and I think he does it on purpose.
No, I do not. And, Mr. Santos, you know, you're wasting this man's time.
First of all, Mike, congratulations, and thank you very much for your service to our country. Appreciate it very much. I appreciate you being on the front lines of law enforcement. In our country, as you know, we have paper money and we use coin money. And that's what we use. Now, people are going out and buying gold, okay? You know, right away as a law enforcement officer, I got to ask myself, what's that about? You know?
So, I have to ask you, what academy have you been to and what formal training have you had?
Well, we're with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I was trained under Major
General. That's not the question I asked you, sir, was what formal training have you had as a law enforcement officer? Have you ever heard of due process?
Well, I think you'll find...
And if you think if someone's taking a substance illegally, before you even question me, you think about doing a thing called Miranda.
I don't know who...
Miranda rights? You never heard of that?
Oh, I've heard of Miranda.
You ever heard of Miranda?
He's talking about... Well, yes, I have. You sound like you were saying a woman's name for a minute. I spaced. I know you're saying, you know, Miranda, like Carmen Miranda.
But Carmen Miranda? You don't know as a cop what Miranda is?
Yes, I do. And I'm simply saying... If we are in the middle of an economic crisis and there's people out there buying gold instead of paper money, and Obama,
I didn't think we were on the gold
saying,
standard, sir.
You know, see, that's messed up, you know. And
I'm sorry. What did you say, Mike?
I didn't think we were still on the gold standard.
Well, we're not
so
on the
really
gold
no
standard.
Difference. Gold... That's right. We're not on the gold standard. No difference.
We're not on the gold standard.
If I go buy a car, or if I go buy a piece of gold, or a diamond,
people are buying gold,
it's my money, it's my business.
But see, if people are buying gold, that means they don't trust the American economy no more. And I gotta, you know, doesn't that make you nervous?
And it,
that's not your job as a cop.
Sir, I'm a deputy.
Don't make you nervous, sir.
And, and what's going on that does not make me nervous. Okay, I'm a staunch Republican, and this is not what you're talking about.
You're talking about being in the war.
BS.
Did you ever arrest? You didn't arrest no Al Qaeda, right? So that's certainly know what it is to. Do you arrest Al Qaeda? No, you shoot him. So I don't know what your experience is with like arresting people.
He said he was.
I was a homicide detective in two largest cities, United States.
Well, with New York.
I know a little bit about law enforcement and arrests.
And you were also in a war, and you also got medals, and well, I think the story sounds a little suspicious right now.
Why don't you have some respect for this man and believe him? Because you haven't answered any questions at all. You're talking about taking gold. You took 5 American Eagle coins away from this guy because he said he had 4.
Why did he say he had 4? Yeah. Why did he say he had 4 when he had 5? You're an investigator. Well, what's, you know.
What probable cause would I have to speak with this man? What even reasonable suspicion would I have to speak with this man?
He's coming out of a gold store. He's coming out of a gold store. Is he trying to corner the market?
Corner of a market? You know, this guy isn't one of the Hunt brothers. He's coming out of a gold store, buying himself 5 American Eagle gold coins to see how much they appreciate or whatever. Maybe he's giving them as gifts. Maybe he's giving them as kids.
I need to ask a simple question. What statute has someone violated?
He almost is violating securities. You know,
almost only counts at hand grenades and atomic weapons.
What's that?
Almost only counts in hand grenades and atomic weapons. Either you violated a criminal statute or you didn't.
Boy, that doesn't make any sense. Almost only counts in tango.
He said in hand grenades or atomic weapons. Listen, I'm not going to waste any more of this man's time. I thank you very much, Mike, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to, Alex in Victor Valley, California. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, my question is, Jay, you say you back a police agency. Doesn't by backing you have to have authority from one? So who exactly gives you authorization to break, go into bags And I also want to know what your evasive maneuvers are. If I say no, go away, what are you going to do to me?
Well, I don't think that's anything you need to know. The first question, don't you support the police? Of course you do.
Absolutely, I don't go and violate people's rights by searching their bags without any probable cause.
What I'm saying is I support the police, too. And you may support them in your way, I may support them in mine. But I think we've got to get our eye back on the ball here. I'm asking a question Mr. Henry doesn't want to answer, and that is, what's going on with gold, the price of gold, and the fact it's going up, everyone's buying it.
What
aren't you worried about
agent,
that?
What police gold agency left? Says, Mr. Santos, you and your little group of cronies go and take care of, take people's property and go through their stuff? Who gave you that authorization besides you and your little group?
United States Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution says you have the right to stand outside of a gold store and say, "Hey, Alex, what's in your bag?" And if I say no, what are you going to do if I say no?
If you say no, trust me when I tell you, it's not a problem.
Oh well, that's
what does that what does that mean? Not a problem. What are you going to do? What if I say no? And
I will. I got to look in that other guy's bag. We'll see. We'll take a peek in your bag.
What if you look in my bag and I crack you across the face?
Well, it's not going
to
happen.
All right, look at Jay. I don't know how it is you are able to. I don't know who this man was, by the way. You say that you got into that guy's bag. Well, maybe he wasn't. Maybe he was by himself, and maybe he wasn't a man who put up any resistance. Maybe the poor man was scared.
Who
knows?
Uniform?
You know.
Do you wear something?
Yes, I do. I wear a blue armband. We wear a blue armband, sir.
A blue armband?
Yes, sir.
So a blue armband gives you the right to go through my property.
I don't know what you find so funny about that.
Well, what we find funny about that is that's not a uniform. That's a blue armband.
Do you and your
live in
your mom's
in this day and age, in this day and age of nobody loves this country, everyone is squatting and just letting one go on top of the flag, and we're out there trying to help a country. And I'm getting laughed
at. I love this country, but when you're living in your mom's basement and you're getting together.
No, sure, I'm not. I own my own home. My wife owns the home, and I'm living with. Well,
imagine
so I own the home.
Imagine that. What do you do for What do you do for income?
I'm not going to answer any more of your questions. What do you do for a living? What do you do? How do you do what you do?
I manage a restaurant, actually.
Do you own your own home?
Yeah, I do.
No, you
Thank
don't.
You,
very you much. Rent. No, you don't. You rent an apartment. You run an apartment. No restaurant manager owns a house.
How do you know that?
No restaurant manager owns a house.
No restaurant manager owns a house.
I see.
Rent
So what do you do for income?
All right, okay. Thanks for your call, sir. I appreciate your call. 877-876-PHIL. That gentleman is obviously, you got him wound up, and you like doing that. And I you know, you're not giving straight answers. And
I've given the answers, Mr. Henry, that we are authorized to give as citizens, auxiliary police. And when, if a man wants to know how I got inside a bag, I'll tell him how I go in a bag. Okay, and you know, and, I mean, are you going to answer that question and say, how'd you get into my bag?
And, you know what? I'm not, forget about that. But you are woefully unaware of law, and you're woefully unaware of search and seizure, and you're woefully unaware of what it is to have an actual badge that is recognized by the state or the jurisdiction that you're in, and you're a volunteer police force. I understand we have neighborhood watches, and I understand we have volunteers. We've got police explorers. We've got all kinds of police volunteers, but you're not working with any police agency.
We're doing something, yes, very original, absolutely. And you want to know why? Because things were out of control in this country. I got two words for you. Guardian angels. Oh, yeah.
What about the guardian angels?
Yeah. What about the guardian angels? What do? They go out and kick ass.
Hey, you know something? I met and talked with Curtis Lewa. I know what they are, the guardian angels. And the guardian angels know exactly what their rights are and what they can and can't do. And the guardian angels are not out there confiscating bags and looking into people's personal possessions. John in Mobile, Alabama. Go ahead, John. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Jay Santos.
Thank you. I was just wanting to comment about that guy that's, taking the gold from people.
Yeah, that's
me. I'm a licensed firearm carrier.
What's
that? And if I go into a place to buy gold, it's nobody's business what I've got in that bag but mine. You try to take my bag away from me, you're going to be, saying hello to Mr. Glock that I carry with me all the time.
Well, sir,
and,
are you licensed to carry a weapon? A concealed weapon? Are you licensed to carry a concealed weapon, sir?
Yes, sir. I am licensed to carry a concealed weapon.
Well, you'd have to show me that license before you're able to pull it on me. So that gives me time to...
No, sir, I am not.
Oops, you dropped it. See? That's how fast I am. That's how good I am.
Well, what do you mean that's how good you are?
If this gentleman has to show me his license, and he says, here's my license for the gun, well, he's holding that with one hand. With the other hand, I got his gun.
No, you know what? I'm going to tell you something. You reach for someone's gun, you're asking to get shot.
Oh. Well, listen to the guy who's been watching too much Sugarfoot.
Wait a minute. What do you mean Sugarfoot? You reach for someone's gun, you're asking to get shot.
If the guy's holding his license...
First of all, let me ask the gentleman who's on... John, do you have to show your license to somebody before you pull your gun out?
No, sir, I do not.
Because
he is, not an officer. If I go up against an officer of the law who's got a badge and who's got a gun, I show him, hey, I am a licensed concealed weapon carrier.
Oh,
I do have
that's
a gun on me.
That's the dumbest thing you could do. Then he'll shoot you, for sure.
No, he's saying I have a gun in the glove compartment or something, you know.
What? I don't know how you guys... How do you live through one day to the next, John, without getting shot? You're walking around with that license. All I wanted to see was in your bag to see how much gold you had, and you want to shoot me?
That is nobody's business how much gold I've got in my bag but mine.
That's the whole, yeah.
And
that's
the one
whole thing,
that sold
Jay.
It to me. That is
sir,
the only business that anybody has got to know what I've got.
But what if we're concerned
like
about
like I said,
what
you try to take my bag from me, you're going to say hello to Mr. Glock, and Mr. Glock talks 15 times very loud.
But what if I try to talk Mr. Glock out of it?
You ain't going to talk Mr. Glock out of it. Because when I pull Mr. Glock, I shoot. Period. No question
about it.
Yeah,
Mr. Glock may disagree with you. And what if he disagrees with you?
What are you talking about, okay? What this man's talking about...
He said when he pulls Mr. Glock, and I'm asking Mr. Glock agrees with him.
It's a gun, man.
I thought he was talking about something that he has with him.
No, it's a gun, Glock. The Glock gun? Wow.
Well, let me say this, John. If you're trying to corner the market, corner the gold market, we're going to have a problem. Because our money's not going to be worth anything, and there you are sitting on big stacks of gold, like the Ghost of Christmas Present, and meanwhile the rest of the country's eating baked beans and canned beans. You understand what I'm saying? So that's a decision you want to make. Go right ahead, sir. And all I'm asking you is if I can just take a peek, you know, whatever you got hiding in your bag.
All right, thank you for your call.
There's nobody's business what I've got but mine.
In your bag?
Yes. Thanks very much, John.
877.
Right. But you have?
In his bag.
But his. Thank you very much, John. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Next hour, we have Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills, and we're going to talk with him about consumer protection, about the protection of businesses, and things that you find in your food. More with Jay Sanis and the idea that he's standing outside of stores that sell and trade precious metals, asking people, how much precious metal did you acquire in there? How much is it worth? What do you got? Are you going to report the taxes? I mean, this is, once again, and this is a self-appointed protector of public interest. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. For more information on this and other great talk programs, go to talkradionetwork.com. To call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445, as we are with Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And we're talking with Jay about a very controversial program that he has started. It is a program called Operation Goldfinger, and it may have a whimsical title to it, Jay, but it is a violation of people's personal rights.
No, sir, it's not.
Yes, sir, it is. And you know, you don't have to debate me. You're listening to a guy. You just heard a guy say that he'd shoot you if you reached into his bag.
Well, you know, Mr. Henry, all I can tell you is that Michael Fitzgibbons, who is the young man who told me that he had 4 American Eagle coins and lied to me, he had 5. We were able, using very deft and very sophisticated Citizens Auxiliary Police procedures, we got the bag away from him.
And you stole his money, and you sequestered it, and let's go to a phone call.
Wait, you can't say that.
Well, let's go to, that's exactly what you did. You stole 5 American Eagle coins valued about $300 apiece. 877-876-PHIL. Tom in Carson, California, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Phil. Hey, Jay, you know what?
Yes, sir.
I buy gold.
What's that?
For investment. Right?
Yes,
for my kid's future.
Well,
and
how much?
I buy silver, too. Silver's a good buy right now. Okay?
Well, if I'm coming out of a store... Are you reporting
you
that? Are you reporting that?
Am I reporting it?
Yeah.
I buy with cash. And
when you get home, do you call the government and report that?
He just answered your question.
No, I buy
with
cash. And the guy asked for a signature, and I signed John Doe. Okay? There's no record of it. Right?
Wow.
Now,
you are... Can you tell me where you're living right now?
No, tell him where you live.
Listen.
No?
When I come out of a store, if you approach me with your UN blue armband and blue helmet and want to look in my bag...
Yeah?
I'm not letting Officer Dumpke look in my bag. Okay?
Sir,
I protect myself,
too. I think you've got me confused with people you may know. I am not an individual who is going to be brushed aside like I'm some sort of a homosexual scout leader. I've been called gay, gay-like, gay bait. I've been called queer fairy, and all these names and everything. And yes,
all right, well, that doesn't make
I've
a
been
difference.
Able to,
I served in the military. I know how to protect myself, too, right?
Well,
so
I mean, my point is
you're going to try and look in my bag.
We're going to dance.
You're going to have to get past me to get into the bag. Okay?
I don't think that'll be much. I don't think that'll be much of a problem.
You know, Jay, all you're doing is provoking people. All you're doing, it sounds to me like you're one of these guys that wants to go out and just pick fights. Is that what you want to do?
I do not, Mr. Henry. If this gentleman was listening to me, he'd understand that the purchasing of gold undermines the U.S. economy and the things that Obama's trying to do.
And what are you, all of a sudden, Obama's personal cops? I mean, you mentioned the civil defense or the citizen's defense.
We were started back long before Obama, okay?
And well, your job isn't to protect President Obama's concept of the economy. You don't even know what your job is. What do you do for a living?
Mr. Henry, that's really none of your concern.
You know, you don't want to answer a lot of questions, but you want a lot of people to answer questions. How much gold have you got? How much do you, where did you buy it? How much have you got? Are you reporting it?
Yeah.
All these questions.
Hey, so I got a question for him, too. He said, go out and buy paper money. Now, how the hell do you buy paper money? You know what I'm saying?
You go and you buy it.
What do you take paper money to buy paper money? That doesn't make any sense.
You go and buy paper money instead of the gold. No, I'm not talking about. You can go and buy. If you had English pounds, you could go buy American money.
If you had English pounds?
Yeah.
Well, I don't live in England, right? I'm in America. What the heck does that have to do with it?
Okay, then why don't you buy euros?
He doesn't want to buy euros. He doesn't want to buy English pounds. He wants to buy gold. And he uses American cash to buy it.
Yeah, you got to buy silver.
You guys have got some pretty big mouths on the other end of telephones, don't you?
Oh, brother.
Not really. On the other end of the phone, boy, I don't like that at all.
You should go out in front of the bingo houses and patrol out there.
Bingo houses.
Phil Hendry.
When the old ladies are starting to sell themselves because.